Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is not very often that one word sets off a violent reaction. Yet we see such a reaction in today's gospel. Our Lord said, "Before Abraham was made, I am." St. John says that the Jewish religious leaders then took up stones, therefore, to cast at him. On this Passion Sunday, with Lent quickly drawing to a close, and with Good Friday only 12 days away, the shadow of the cross falls upon us. Those Jewish leaders hated Christ with such intensity that the final outcome could not be in doubt. They were not prepared to accept him as the Messiah, the Christ, so they had to get him out of the way once and for all by putting him to death. The claims that he made for himself as the Son of God left no other course open to them. Standing before men who regarded him as demonic, our Lord declared, "Before Abraham was made, I am." In other words, before Abraham was born, before Abraham came into being, I existed. Our Lord is here claiming a pre-existence characteristic only of one who possesses the very nature of God. It is Christ's clear claim to be God. But our Lord is saying more than that. The verb is not in a past tense, but in the present. As the I am, he is the eternally existing one, without beginning, but also without end. The name by which God called himself to Moses at the burning bush. The word designates a timeless existence. When our Lord said, "Before Abraham was made, I am," the conclusion is inescapable. Whereas Abraham came into being as a man, Christ, the eternal Son of God, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The reaction of the Jewish leaders was to take up stones to cast at him. They knew exactly what he was claiming. It was blasphemy to make oneself God. They understood that our Lord was claiming divine preexistence for himself and was thus making himself equal with God. Jesus Christ is the sovereign Lord of heaven and earth. Not everyone recognizes that fact today. Some shake their fist at Christ in contempt, just as the Jewish leaders did. But the rebellion against Christ and his kingdom will not prevail. Someday it will change, and will change dramatically. One day every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and divine King of time and eternity. Even those who despise the Lord will on that day bow their knees and acknowledge with their tongues his omnipotent deity. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.